Detroit Steel has been manned by numerous criminals, including Lieutenant Doug Johnson III and Sasha Hammer. Their affiliations include Hammer Industries. Their abilities include a powered suit of armor, which grants superhuman strength and durability, a variety of offensive and defensive weapons, including a rotary cannon, rockets, and a giant chainsaw.
Hammer Industries, led by Justine and Sasha Hammer, not only wish revenge on Stark Industries for the arrest and career downfall of patriarch Justin Hammer, but see Stark Industries as an obstacle for their product, Detroit Steel, which they hope to market globally as a new soldier for the post-Thanos world. The prototype unit, Detroit Steel Mark I, is piloted by Doug Johnson III, who has undergone surgical modifications in order to operate the armor, and also trained the other pilots in the company's Steel Corps Army.
Johnson is deployed in Paris, where he confronts Grey Gargoyle, who has been transformed by Asgardian magic into Mach, Breaker of Faith. Mach has turned the population of the city into stone, and during his confrontation with Johnson, rips open his armor and turns Johnson into stone as well.
Later, Sasha Hammer leads a team of steel mechs into Paris, seemingly on the behalf of both the US and French governments, to recover Johnson in its armor, and encounters Pepper Potts, aka Rescue. Hammer and the steel mechs battle Rescue before they are both confronted by Mach.
Later, Johnson is revealed to be alive, though when he is asked his name by a relief worker, he gives it as Detroit Steel. The public, however, believes Johnson to be dead, and Justine Hammer makes Sasha the new public face of Detroit Steel.
The Steel Corps later pop up, in which Johnson kidnaps Sasha in order to apprehend a Steel unit, after which he's confronted by the rest of the Steel Corps, including Sasha, who decapitates him. According to Hammer Industries, Detroit Steel represents the most bleeding-edge research into man-machine spinal hybrid mechanics the world has ever seen, and incorporates technology such as CNS, also known as Controlled Exo-Enhanciles, that would eventually be used to end paralysis caused by cervical, thoracic, or spinal injuries.
Weighing 4.5 tons, the oversized Detroit Steel towers over Iron Man at approximately twice his height. The suit affords its occupant considerable protection from automatic weapons and explosives, though the magically powered being, Mach, Breaker of Faith, was able to easily rip open the armor.
The suit allows its users to fly and is usually seen with a rotary cannon mounted on its right arm and a specialized chainsaw on its left, which can penetrate Iron Man's bleeding-edge armor. There are rocket-powered munitions on the suit's shoulders.
The rotary cannon can be dismounted so that the soldier can carry and fire it as a traditional handheld weapon, and users of the armor have been outfitted with other types of weapons in this manner, including both directed energy weapons and scaled-up rifles. Sasha Hammer's armor has also been observed to have a directed energy weapon in the palms of its hands.
Those who pilot the armor are required to undergo considerable surgical modifications, which leave implants visible on the pilot's chest, which Lieutenant Johnson, who first piloted the Mark I, felt turned him into a monster. According to Justine Hammer, the company designed models for different environments and hot zones, including Arctic climates and urban encounters.
Suits of different heights and designs have also been revealed. In one instance, Detroit Steel is aided in his attack against Rescue by a fleet of unmanned flying drones that were operated by anonymous users, duped into believing that the missions they were carrying out on behalf of Hammer Industries were a video game, playable via cell phone application, in which they pretended to be Detroit Steel's wingman. Her true identity still unknown, Hypnotia possesses the ability of hypnotism. Dreadnought and Blacklash constantly competed for Hypnotia's affections, but she was rumored to be attracted to Tony Stark.
She did show signs of attraction to Backlash after he saved her from a fall off of a building, though Dreadnought was known to interfere in their affairs before anything romantic could develop between them. At one point, she, Backlash, Whirlwind, and Blizzard are given exo-armors in their fight against Iron Man and Forceworks.
She and the other criminals were later used to help Mandarin power the Heart of Darkness, only for it to be prevented by Iron Man. She and the other criminals ended up in the Raft. Hypnotia has what has been described as telepathic hypnosis.
Though being of normal human physical capacity, her mental abilities are quite powerful. Her power can manifest as a circular aura, usually yellow, coming from her forehead, hands, and eyes.
This power effectively and almost immediately mesmerizes her victims and leaves them obedient to her will.
In some cases, such as with animals, evidence of her power can be seen with yellow swirls within an animal's eyes. Though the limits to her power are unknown, she was witnessed displaying how potent her power is when hypnotizing an entire group of villagers in seconds, claiming, "My spell has secured the villagers for 24 hours.
She can even leave her power on previously made recordings. Hypnotia extended her power through a projection device in what she called delayed action hypnotism, entrancing anyone who happened to be viewing it.